Well, good morning, beautiful people. How's everybody doing? This is the Vagrant Optimist once again. I hope you haven't forgot about me. It has been a while. It is 7:14 a.m. in the morning, and I've been up since 4:30 teaching English and finished a little bit early, so I started reading Tools of Titans by Mr. Timothy Ferris. And so I have returned to this form of media once again. I'm not going to totally call this podcasting quite yet, but I'm back on Anchor and I'm pretty stoked about it. So, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And what did you do, my darling young one? Well, I guess in the words of Robert Goulet, I've been driving a lot lately, but the truth is I've been reading a lot lately, I've been moving around a lot lately, I've been trying my hand in different ways of making money online, because that's the big goal for me, is to completely remove myself from any sort of manual labor. Although I love manual labor, but I want to be able to travel and work from anywhere in the world once again. And so that's what I've been experimenting with and trying to supplement my income on that and grow my income based on that. Anyways, the other reason why I've returned to audio is because of my voice, actually. When I was somewhat podcasting before, one of the main things that I received in terms of feedback was not so much about my content, but about my voice, about just people liked hearing my voice, and especially when I was narrating certain things that I had written, some of my own original work. And then I've just been leaving, I like to leave audio messages for my friends on WhatsApp and through the Instagram audio messenger. And just recently I've received some pretty nice praise from friends just saying, you've got a great voice. And the thing that I realized is that all of those comments and after listening back, I've found, you know, maybe that is true, but it only seems to be in the morning. My morning voice, as I like to call it, is the bread and butter. Once I have my coffee and I kind of get going and I start, you know, I have a shower and start singing in the shower and get that steam going and warms up the vocal cords. I don't know. My voice doesn't seem to be, to me anyway, it doesn't seem to be as inviting, as attractive. So yeah, I dig the morning voice, and I'm gonna try and continue to record only in the mornings. Coincidentally, that seems to be when I do the best thinking. I'll start my mornings teaching English, and then reading, and then the reading and the writing seems to just get, you know, get things churning, gets me talking. So this is the return, and hopefully the what's the word I'm looking for, when you return and you stay, you don't return and then disappear again. I'll have to look into that one. Anyways, so the new format here is gonna be super simple. I'm gonna come with some original content of stuff that I've been writing recently, but also what I want to do, if it's okay with the legal people and the copyright people, I want to read and share some of the passages of the books that I've been reading recently. I've been reading about two books a month, sometimes three, depending on the size of the book, of course. And most of them I'll get from the library. So I love to highlight and make marks and notes in books, but when it's not mine, it's slightly different. I just mark them with the little sticky note tabs, and then what I'll do is I will go back and actually copy, like with by hand, I'll copy the notes of that almost as if I'm studying for a test, and I'll copy the things that are valuable to me and write that into a notebook. A lot of times I'll copy verbatim, and when I do that I'll put it in quotes so that it remains that person's thought and that person's intellectual property. But other times I'll write it in my own words, just to put it in my head, in my own way of thinking, in my own eloquence, I guess you could call it. So in doing that though, it helps me remember what I've learned, helps me extract the value out of that book properly, so that I can remember it and pass it on and hopefully put it into action, implement it. So that is the new plan for this podcast, is I'm just going to share the things that have really been valuable to me lately, and the things that I've learned lately, and the things that I've written lately. And like I said, as long as there's not a problem with anybody, with the original owners of this intellectual property, as I'm sure it's not, I definitely reference the authors and the books of everybody that I'm, everything that I'm reading. But essentially, what I want to do is just put into practice sharing of this amazing information and getting better at dictating, reading things into a microphone. Because what I would like to do as another form, as another source of online income, is there is a website, ACX, it's called. Not sure how long this has been around for, but basically ACX is a platform for narrating audiobooks. It basically connects authors with voice people, voice narrated people, or however you want to call them. This is obviously all new to me. It connects those people and allows them to negotiate and come to an agreement on, turning the author's book into an audiobook, which is a huge thing these days. Audiobooks are taking the world by storm. And so I figure, why don't I jump on this? Because I love reading. I love sharing the material of the stuff that I'm reading. And truth be told, I really do like this. I like to narrate. I like to talk. I like to read stuff that I believe in to people and share it with them, and hope that I can implant some value onto them as well. So that's the plan. I'm going to start here on this platform, just reading things that have really impacted me and that I feel is very useful, interesting, fascinating, helpful information. And we'll just go from there. And if you dig it, obviously, like, share, comment, all the things. Additionally, let me know how it sounds. Not just the content, if it's valuable, but how does it sound? Do you like the way that I'm reading it? I'm looking for some input on how I get that information across, with my voice and my intonation and things like that. Because I do want to give it a go at trying to be a narrator for some audiobooks and see how that works out. So that concludes the intro to my return to this platform here, to audio, to podcasting in quotations. I'm still going to maintain the name, the handle, The Vagrant Optimist, because I still am the vagrant optimist. I'm still striving to maintain a lifestyle of complete control over what I do and where I go and how I earn my income. And I'm still very confident and positive about all of that. It's been tricky. It always takes longer than one thinks. The journey never ends, of course. But such is life. And that's what makes it interesting, right? So as we proceed, hopefully, things that I read to you and narrate and share, hopefully they can offer some solutions and some progress forward in the direction that you're going. So sit tight and enjoy your ride or your run or whatever the hell it is you're doing, and let's get into this. All right, beautiful people, it is 8:30 in the morning now. I believe we are recording, trying it straight from the source here on Anchor. And I've had my coffee, so hopefully my morning voice is still good and sounds the way I want it to. We're going to begin this reading with, I'm going to start with some original content. I want to share with you a little piece that I wrote quite a while back called How to Capture Ideas More Effectively. I figure this is the best way to start because for all of you out there that listen to podcasts to sort of get inspiration, get ideas and things like that, that's great. I do the same thing. I get ideas from many different places, many different sources. But then once those ideas come, do you just have an aha moment and feel good about it and then keep going only to forget about it and then get pissed off about it? That used to happen to me quite a bit. I would also carry a pen and pad of paper around with me. So anyway, I wrote an article about it. And I've got a little bloggy blog, but that's beside the point. I want to start getting the things that I write on my blog out to you via audio. And so without further ado, here it is. How to capture ideas more effectively. So how many potentially amazing ideas have escaped you and evaporated amongst the noise because you weren't fast enough to capture them while they were fresh in your mind? I have lost more than I'd like to admit due to my naivety. I never know how to say that word, naivety, just from being naive and thinking that I'd remember or just failing to take the time to transfer them into words, you know, just take a couple minutes and write it out or, you know, dictate it, whatever. It may seem like a minor thing, but it can be as frustrating as forgetting a familiar name or a favorite song. And except forgetting an idea, it could cost you. So let's see that it doesn't happen again, okay? Let's keep those ideas when they come. So here are two tools and two practices that I've learned to use for effectively capturing ideas. So the two tools are a voice recorder, right? I alluded to that earlier. So this has been the most practical go-to tool for capturing anything juicy that enters my mind. And it's actually the number one tool because it records audio, which makes it the fastest way for the idea to travel from your mind out of your mouth and arrive safely into the storage of a device that will not forget. You know, sometimes when you try and write it down, you get kind of lost in your words and trying to articulate what it is. When you got a voice recorder, you can just spill your guts. So this is especially essential for music as well. At the time of writing this, there is no better way to record a freestyle or an original tune that comes out in the moment. You get a tune in your head, for example, if you're a musician, and you just start humming it into your phone recorder. So if you have a phone, then yes, you have a voice recorder. Otherwise, just carry around one of those little, they're so small these days, the little MP3 recorders. Just carry it with you, just like a phone. Utilize it and review what you have recorded, I would say, every week to every other week, right? Don't just let those things sit in like untitled files or anything like that. When you record it, try and give it a name in the moment, like what it's about. And then review it like at the end of the week or every other week. Because if you don't do that, then the excitement of the ideas, they'll fade and they'll seem stupid upon listening to them when you finally do. So that's the first tool. Second tool. Hold on here. I need to see, make sure we're still recording. Yes. How long does Anchor give you? I can record up to 30 minutes. Okay, perfect. All right. Second tool, a notepad and a pen. That's pretty obvious. That's the old school way. It's basic, but it's beneficial. So basically, go buy three small notepads at a dollar store, put one in your car, one in your bag, and carry one with you like a wallet. Hopefully some sort of a notepad with a sort of a tough, like a hard cover or something like that, so that it just doesn't fall apart in your pocket. And don't forget the pens. Okay. Then every time you think of something juicy, write it down right away. Why not just type it into your phone? Well, because it's not as meaningful when you do that. You're always typing stuff on your phone. And when a creative thought strikes you, you need to give it the respect and nurture it deserves and separate it from the monotony of your phone by actually writing it down on paper, okay? It just makes it sort of a special thing, and it will help you remember it better. And also, you won't get distracted by notifications if you're trying to like write something great on your phone, an idea that you had or something, you know, and then something pops up and then, or the phone rings, whatever, you're into that. Those are the two tools: voice recorder, notepad, and pen. Super simple. So here are the two practices to go along with that. Okay. Number one, write or record your creative thoughts and ideas exactly as they come to you. Okay. Don't try and interpret it or edit it or make it sound, you know, like professional. Just get it out as it comes to you, because you can review them later. All right, get it out in the moment as raw as it, like just straight out of your mind. Barf that onto the paper. Once the good stuff has been transferred out of your brain and saved on something tangible, then you can expand on the thought and work on it later. Okay, you can kind of hash it out. The second thing, at the end of every week, take the time to go through your notes. I talked about this earlier, but take the time to go through your new notes or your recordings while they're still fresh in your head. Because if you wait too long to revisit the ideas that came to you, they won't be as clear and they won't be as exciting as when they first popped into your head. So you got to unpack them and go deeper into the ones that show potential for something great. Don't ever leave great ideas on the table, because you just never know, right? It could be like the best song that you ever wrote. It could be the best poem or the best story or who knows that you ever wrote. It could be a billion-dollar idea. It could be like something that completely just saves the world. Don't leave that stuff on the table, right? Get it out and then like have a good look at it, analyze it and figure out, you know, how do you make this a reality? You know, does it have the potential to be something amazing? So give all of your ideas a chance and see where they might lead. And that's how some of the best businesses, movies, songs, and adventures have begun, when you really think about it. That is it. Thanks for listening. I hope you got something valuable from it. And remember, just keep those ideas and get them out. When it hits, stop what you're doing. Just get it out. Dictate it, write it, whatever it takes. It could just change your life. All right. Oh, man. I really need to come up with a better sign-off. That was brutal. Well, but I did come up with a name for the podcast. Get Real, Stay Real. So you best go do that. Until next time, everybody.